All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the first episode of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast in quite some time. Damn, that was not smooth at all, bro. But welcome, everyone, back to another episode of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I know it has been quite some time. I was out in Europe for about a little under 2 weeks, and then just got COVID, was a little jet lagged and all that. But we're back. We're trying to run some slate breakdowns. I appreciate you if you are tuned in with Sarge and I here today. But it is a Monday, and Sarge and I were just talking about it. It's been pretty hard to bet the NBA of late. You know, I was in Europe, and I would do my best to wake up and watch a lot of these games. But just in general, even without that, it's just really tough because you go down the line, and I don't think there's a single team in the league right now who hasn't dealt with some sort of COVID protocols. Obviously, some have dealt with it a little bit more than others, but it just makes it really, really tough to cap because usually you at least, you know, injuries come, it's one or two guys here and there, but now it's herds of guys, it's two to three guys, and it just makes it really hard to understand, you know, what version of a team we're getting, how important some guys are to lines. And so I haven't been betting as heavily. I know you haven't been watching as much, but we're going to do our best today to break down whatever it is that is on this slate. How have you been though, bro? You been watching at all?
Yeah, I mean, I got COVID on the 24th. I got on a New Year's Eve. So then I was just sitting on my couch watching basketball, football, everything. So
How long did it take for you to?
I only had a bad, so I got tested on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, I felt like a train hit me. Like I felt just run down. I didn't really have, like, I had a cough. I didn't get a sore throat. I just felt like I got run over by a train. Like I literally just was so tired. And then the next day, it was that, but way better. And then after that, there was nothing. So,
Did you have to test again, or were you just like, I'm good?
they told me not to test again because people that are testing positive with the new virus or the new strand are testing positive for up to 2 months. So they're like, there's no point. Just when you have no symptoms, you're good to go.
Who told you that?
The PA that
Oh, no.
at the urgent care that I went to.
Okay, that's huge. So I don't even have to do that then.
Yeah.
5 days once I'm out, should be good. Cool. Anyways, that's me now. You know, I'm actually probably gonna watch the most hoop I have in a while. Yesterday I was just lining them up game after game after game. Should be me for at least till Wednesday. Wait, so you was it 2, 3 days for you?
Yeah, it was like 2 to 3 days, and then I'd quarantined for 5 days, and then I was out.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna do 5 days too. All right. Without being said, we do have a wild slate here today. A lot of huge favorites, which, you know, I'm not a huge fan of, but we will do our best. Let's get to the first game of the day, the Houston Rockets and the Philadelphia 76ers. Rockets are going to be without Kevin Porter Jr. and Christian Wood. Both have some diva tendencies, and both threw tantrums in last game, so they're going to be held out for this game. Clearly, they're two most talented players. The Rockets went on a stretch where they were like really, like pretty solid. Like they were hanging. I think they won 7 in a row. Even in some of those losses after, they were hanging in there, keeping it close, and it's kind of fallen off the wagon here. You see that in the association, 82 games. It's hard to sustain any sort of really good play. That's what makes the greats the greats. And some guys who are just talented aren't able to, you know, keep it up. I like the Sixers here. Honestly, I think they should absolutely roll the Rockets here, but I'm not going to bet on a -14 spread.
Yeah, and the Rockets in general, like they'll hang not necessarily tight with teams, but they'll be like within 10, you know, they'll be like within striking distance of a run, and then they'll end up losing games by like anywhere between 9 and like 16. So it's really tough to bet. They still have bets. Like Eric Gordon's low-key having a career year. I was reading something on it the other day. Like his shooting splits this year are ridiculous. You still got David Wava, Jayshon Tate, Daniel Tice. Like it may not look like the best lineup, but all those guys are like very capable of playing in NBA games. Like they're not just bottom of the muck. So
Yeah.
they can hang. They're not going to have Sengun too, which is a bummer. Just for Embiid down there. Embiid is going to absolutely smash. But I just, if I had to pick a side, I'd definitely go Philly, but it's tough with 13 and a half, 14 points, whatever you're getting.
Philly also hasn't played since Thursday, you know, so they've had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Houston just played the other night against Denver.
And they're healthy too. Like Philly, outside of obviously Ben Simmons, like they have everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So it should be a smack them up spot, but you know, 14 is just fucking, it's huge. It's huge. It could be 20 in the fourth. It could be 20 with 5 minutes left. They pull the guys and then, you know, so I'm staying away. Next game, the Charlotte Hornets and the Washington Wizards. Charlotte got absolutely smacked up yesterday at home against Phoenix. Generally, you see a good response after games like that. Washington, on the other hand, lost a heartbreaker to Chicago. Washington's one of those teams, right, where they early in the year, we knew like they were playing really, really good basketball. And we knew at a certain point it was probably going to come to an end. You know, they were going to go through a tough patch at a certain point. And they've hit that. And now they're kind of hanging in that middle zone where it's like they're not terrible, but they're not awfully good. I think this line implies about a 1.5 point difference. Real quick, do we have any news on the injury front for Charlotte? I know PJ's out. Is he the only one out?
Yeah, Vernon Carey is out and Scotty Lewis, but those guys don't matter. So it's basically only PJ Washington.
Yeah. Okay, so give it about a 1.5 point difference. I actually think I lean the Hornets here. I think we've seen it could be like a low-key revenge game for the Wizards because I think the Hornets have actually come in and beat them. But regardless – I still think I like the Hornets given that I already think they're better and then they're off that really disgusting L that they just took. But I will say the Wizards, they're kind of just going to Beal right now. Like without Dinwiddie, it's kind of been the Bradley Beal show and it's been pretty effective. I know it's only been two games. They smacked up a shorthanded Cavs team and then they were really – I was on Bulls minus two, but the Wizards were honestly the better team for most of that game and honestly probably deserved to win. If not for that, you know, that DeMar shot and late game heroics. But so I think I'll stay away here, but I do lean the Hornets.
Yeah, I lean the Hornets as well. It's tough because you get – Hayward has been, like, super inconsistent shooting the ball this year. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I just am hyper into it because he's on my fantasy team. But he'll shoot 1 for 13 in a game. Then he'll shoot, like – 12 for 13. And in the games where he can't shoot the ball, like it just kills him. Same thing with LaMelo. Like he'll have stretches where he just can't shoot. And when that happens, it's really tough for them to win games. But when they are hitting, they can beat anyone in the league. So it's just it's a tough team to try to get a good read on. But I do lean Hornets as well on this one. I think they are the better team, especially without Dinwiddie. Bradley Beal's been going off. Kyle Kuzma actually has been playing really well too. Like, people forget since DeMar DeRozan hit that shot, but Kyle Kuzma hit a huge shot to win that game for the Wizards. And then DeMar hit that off-balance one-footed thing to win. But Kuzma's been playing really well. KCP, Corey Kispert too. Like, he's been playing more minutes now, and he was atrocious at the beginning of the year. Probably one of the worst players in the league. And he's actually been serviceable lately. So Wizards are kind of trending up, and Charlotte coming off a brutal loss. It's a tough game to bet, but I do lean Charlotte.
I think this probably goes down to the wire. And
yeah.
The Hornets win 2-3 points.
What's the deal with Rui too, bro? Is he ever going to come back? Like,
I don't know. I think right now it's conditioning, but you would think right now is the best time to kind of ease him in because the Wizards are down some guys and he can kind of step into a 15-20 minute a night role. But yeah, I mean, they've been saying he's like good for a minute now. He just isn't playing. So I don't really know what it is. Maybe they want to see something from him in practice, but yeah, right now I don't know. Anything else you want to touch on before we move on?
No, that's it.
All right, let's get to the Grizzlies and the Nets. Should be a really, really fun game. Memphis, I don't know. Is DB are DB and Melton still out?
Yeah, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, and Melton Tillman.
Okay, the Grizzlies really interesting team. They've reeled off one 4-game winning streak, 1 5-game winning streak. Right now, they've actually won 4 straight at Sacramento, at Phoenix, at home against the Lakers, and at home against the Spurs. Nets were looking really good for a stretch there, and then all of a sudden have lost two straight to Philly and to the Clippers. Kyrie's going to be back on Wednesday in Indiana. For me, I think this line's just about right. I think I give them 3.5. Again, you have Brooklyn off of a two-game losing streak, right? You know they're going to want to get right today at the crib. At the same time, Memphis has been really, really good, and they hang in there against really good teams. And they've been one of the more profitable teams all year, really, since Ja went down. And now he's back, obviously, and it's a little bit of a different team. But Taylor Jenkins is a great coach. We talk about it all the time. I think this line is really spot on for me. I think if I had to bet it, I'll just go ahead and take the team getting 6.5. But I think it's fair for sure.
Yeah, and what's amazed me is the Grizz ability to close games. Like, they closed out a tough one against the Suns. They closed out a really tough game where they were losing by like 5 or 6 against the Lakers. Like, they just have it figured out. And Jaw is a really good closer at this point, even though his shooting is all over the place. Like, he just knows how to slow down a game and kind of control it, which is impressive for being really young. And I think if Brooklyn wasn't off the two-game skid, and Katie said we got some things to change, like, that was the first stretch where they lost two games in a row all year. So if it wasn't coming off of that, I think I would lean Grizz. But for that reason, I think it's a get right spot for Brooklyn and coming back to the crib. I'll probably pass on this game at 6.5, but I think Memphis keeps it close, man. Like, I think 6.5 is a lot of points for a Grizz team that's been playing really well. I know they're missing some guys, but I'd be pretty surprised if they lost this game big. Even like 8, 9 points, I think I'd still be a bit surprised.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I will say, you know, James Harden is back. James Harden is fully back.
Yeah.
I think like 3 or 4 straight 30-point triple-doubles. So that was kind of the missing thing piece early on. And the Nets were still rolling, you know, first in the East, even with that version of James. Now it looks like James is back. Now it looks like Kyrie's coming back. Nets could be scary here pretty soon. And that's, again, having them already have been the one seed in the East. But next game, the Pistons and the Bucks. I'm going to rely on you for the injury report. Pistons have been dealing with a ton of guys in health and safety protocols. I think I got a notification that, like, Trey Lyles is back, but I'm sure there's other guys back. Can you go run through who is back?
Yeah, so that's what I thought, too. I was like, Trey Lyles is back. So Isaiah Stewart went into protocols before him. So I was like, there's no way Isaiah Stewart's back. But Isaiah Stewart is out on the injury report. Olynyk obviously still out. Corey Joseph is out. Frank Jackson's out. Jeremy Grant's out. Derek Walton's out. And then Isaiah Livers is out. Not that it matters. And C. Smith, that dude that went to UCLA, I think that's who that is, the old center. He's out as well. Not that it matters.
It's going to be Cade's there. Killian's there.
Yeah, it's going to be Killian, Cade, Hamidou, Sadiq Bey, and Trey in the starting lineup, I would assume.
Gotcha. I'm not betting the Pistons here. I'm not betting the Pistons here. I don't think I'll bet the Bucks here.
It's 16.5 points, dude. There's just no point.
Yeah, it's you're a true psycho if you bet this game. And I actually am a true psycho, but I'm not a true psycho.
I would lean Milwaukee here. I mean, I think they win this game most likely by 20 plus points. So it's 16.5, but like these are still NBA players. That's the tough part.
Yeah. It's just, I've watched a lot of Pistons basketball this year because of Sadiq, and it's just not a good offensive team. You know, they'll battle, they'll do what they can, but there's just not enough scores around. And obviously it gets better, you know, because they have Cade. And Trey Lyles, who are much better than the guys that are running out, and Killian as a, you know, creator for others. But I'm not gonna lay the 16, and I'm not gonna bet the 16 for the Pistons. Let's keep it rolling. Another huge spread, the Magic and the Bulls. Look, the Magic, you know, unlike the Pistons, the Magic are a team actually that I kind of do like. Wendell Carter's playing well. Mo Bamba's playing well. Franz Wagner obviously he's playing well. Gary Harris is playing really well. Terrence Ross just came back. Like, I don't think this team is like terrible, terrible, terrible. Like, I obviously they're not a good team, but I don't watch them and think, oh my God, this is just disgusting basketball. New coach who works really, really hard in Jamal Mosley, and you know, you know, is never going to take a game or moment for granted. I I like the Magic plus 14 here today. I really do. I don't think I'm going to play it, but, like, you know, the Bulls got to win already. Like, it's not like they're coming off a loss. Like, I know Lonzo's back, but 14 is just so much. And you saw it last night, you know. They very well should have beat the Celtics. And you've seen them in a lot of games this year where they hang tough with a lot of teams they're, quote, worse than. So, I don't know about you, but I like the Magic. Don't know that I'm going to play it, though.
Yeah, and the Chicago's just razor thin outside of their starters, right? Like, without Pat Williams, without Alex Caruso, without, like, Tony Bradley and some of these guys, they're just running out. Like, just some really interesting guys. AO's actually been pretty good, but it's just tough. And Orlando does have some depth. Like, that is one thing they have. They have T. Ross coming off the bench, RJ Hampton. Like, they have guys off the bench that can play. So, yeah, I get where you're coming from. Just – Chicago at home scares me. I just don't know if I trust Orlando. It's Tim Frazier is probably going to start at point for them today. It's just like,
yeah.
I haven't seen Tim Frazier play in years.
I know. He actually had a big bucket yesterday. And he's a solid point guard, but yeah. I lean Magic. I'm not going to play it. Next game, Jazz and Pelicans. Jazz 9.5-point favorites on the road. I lean Pelicans here today, honestly. JV should be suiting up. I don't know if Brandon Ingram's going to play. I would think he does. But it's the Achilles, so who really knows? I think the Pelicans are getting some extra points here. We've already seen them. They beat, you know, Utah in Utah already. If they get everyone good to go today with Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, JV, like, they're coming off a loss, I think, to the Bucks, a blowout loss. I like them getting 9 here at home. I know the Jazz are coming off a loss, which, you know, makes them a little bit more fired up. But I think over the course of 48 minutes, they score enough to keep this within 9.
Yeah, this is – the Jazz are, like, my least favorite team to bet against. But I will say, they're my least favorite team to bet against when they're at home. When they're on the road, it's a bit of a different story for me. But, yeah, Brandon Ingram is the piece here. If he's in, the line's obviously going to move, but I would love it at 9, 9.5. But I would assume if he's in, it gets closer to 8, 8.5. So I'd like it a lot less there. And Donovan Mitchell has just been on a run, man. That dude is just – he's playing some really, really good basketball. Sure. Low-key think he should be in the MVP conversation just because of how good they've been. But, yeah, it's tough because they're healthy too. Like, the only person, like, maybe going to miss is Hassan Whiteside, and I don't think that's that big of a deal. Utah's, like, completely healthy at this point, so it's tough. Brandon Ingram's a huge X factor. If he plays, I do like him. If you can get it at 9.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm with you.
Right. Big DD is out. Too many steroids still.
When's he clear? I'm surprised.
I don't know. That's the funniest player ever to me.
They dropped him, right?
Did they?
I don't know. I just assumed they would. Maybe they didn't. I think so far this is my favorite look of the day, Pelicans. But, you know, long day. I got a long day of doing nothing where I can figure it out. All right, next up, the Nuggets and the Mavericks. Two teams that are kind of tough for me to read at this point in time. You have the Nuggets who were, you know, I don't know if you remember, but they had a game like last week where they were up 16 going into the fourth against the Hornets at home and blew it. And I was so mad because I was on them that day. But since then, they went into L.A. Obviously, it was a shorthanded L.A. Clippers team, still beat them. Went into Golden State. I know they didn't have Dre, but that's still a big win. And then absolutely smacked up the Rockets yesterday. Again, you look at the score, and we use this as an example for, you know, the Magic and Buck spreads today. The Nuggets were up like 28 going into the fourth. And then it only ended up like 13, you know, so it's just shit like that. But anyways, Nuggets are you know, have 1-3 in a row, kind of coming around. Meanwhile, Dallas, they beat the Thunder last night by 9, but it wasn't like a super, super impressive win. The Thunder ran a ton of their reserves, a lot more than I thought they were going to. Other than that, and it's hard, right, because you have like all the data recently has been without Tim Hardaway, Luka, all these guys. And now,
you know, Kristaps just entered health and safety protocols, by the way. Yeah.
Now Kristaps is out, and all the guys who were in health and safety protocols are back. So it's like, I don't really know where this Mavs team is. I think it's fair to just say, fuck it. It's a pick 'em between these two. Give them three. That's where I'm at. It's a complete stay away for me.
Yeah, just a stay away. I think I slightly lean Denver just because their defense has been a lot better from what I've watched, especially against the Warriors. Like, their scheme against Steph Curry was really good, and they've been in some low-scoring games, which I've been surprised. Like, usually the Nuggets, like, their brand of basketball is just points, points, run, get it and go. Like, 133 to 122 games. Like, and they've actually been good on defense, and I think they're just putting an emphasis on it right now. But – that being said, without Kristaps, it's a really tough game to cap. I would just – if I had to take a team, I would take Denver without Kristaps. But it's just tough with Luka back now.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I wonder. I'd assume some of those guys are still going to be on minute limits too. Darius Garland, game time decision tomorrow. I guess I don't even plan it yet, but Garland should be back. Okay, let's get to the last three games. You got the Warriors and the Heat. Warriors getting 11. I was hoping we could get like 8 or 9, you know, like the Heat have really everyone back besides Bam. Now I know they have Dwayne Dedman out, but you know, it's Tyler Herro's back, Kyle Lowry's back, Jimmy Butler's back. So three of their best four players. You know, we talked, you know, months ago of like, hey, keep hitting the Warriors at home in these situations. And now I feel like the books have finally adjusted and treating them the way they should. 11-point favorite at home today. I know it's a back-to-back for Miami, but this is a good Miami team. I'm not going to fade the Warriors here at home, but 11 is large, and I was hoping we can get like 8 or 7, maybe even 9, I would consider. 11's kind of pushing it now for me, though.
Yeah, if I had to take a side, I'd probably take Miami. With Kyle Lowry, Tyler Herro, and Jimmy Butler back, you got Caleb Martin back as well. I know Yurt Seven's going to play center, but I think they probably go small and play Jimmy at center, and the Warriors probably play Dre at center, and those two guys are guarding each other. But it's just tough. Like, Miami's missing a lot of their depth, low key. Like, I don't know if Strus plays, but no PJ Tucker, no Duncan Robinson, no Morris still, no Gabe Vincent. Like, they just. They're really, really thin outside of their starters, but their starters are so good that it's tough to cap for me. I do lean Miami here, but I don't think I can play it just because it's the Warriors at home fully healthy.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you. I do think the most likely scenario is a, you know, 10 to 15 point win. I really do, but it's hard to, like, at 11, it's hard. It's hard. I get it. And this Miami team isn't bad at all, and they're awful of a loss. So should be fired up and ready to go. Jordan Poole off the bench. Clay's going to be back soon. I'm so excited for that, bro. All right, let's get to the next one. The Atlanta Hawks and the Portland Trail Blazers. Atlanta Hawks still down some bodies. Did anyone clear that? I don't know. Like, is Herder still in there?
Herder is a game time decision. Okay. I would assume he plays. Sam Igala.
John Collins is
already ruled out, though. He won't play.
Gotcha. Then eight is tough, bro. Like, this Blazers team is absolutely depleted, though. Like, it's no Dame, no Nurk. Is Covington playing?
He's not on the injury report from what I'm seeing.
Playing.
Is who?
Norm.
Norm's in.
Okay. I don't know. I think I lean Hawks here. I know they're down bodies. I know Wundo and Skylar Mays and a lot of these guys are going to have to play minutes that just aren't necessarily NBA rotation players. But Trae Young, Clint Capella, Cam Reddish, Gallo, you know, Herder. If those three get in, I like the Hawks -5. So you got to, like, preemptively hit and then be able to jump off if they're out. But I do like the Hawks today, and it's just simply because this Blazers team is dog shit.
Dude, they're so bad. It's honestly sad. Like, if you're a Blazer fan, like, a lot of our friends are Blazer fans, it's just brutal. Like, you have the best player you've ever had in franchise history in Damian Lillard. I guess maybe you could say, like, someone else is better, but, like, the most loyal guy, and they literally are going to be – right now they're fourth in lottery odds. Like, they have the fourth best chance to get the number one overall pick.
That's crazy. I didn't even realize it was that bad.
They're 13-22, bro. Like,
yeah, it's a shot season. And Dame's just
the Hawks are 16-19, which is really disappointing as well. But they've been getting crushed by injuries and COVID. But it's just an ugly Blazers team that doesn't play a lick of defense. Like, if you told me the Hawks put up 150 points, I wouldn't really be surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised they put up 150. But I know what you mean, bro. Yeah, it's a depleted team. It's already a team that doesn't play defense. I don't even know if Chauncey's back. Like, it's just a mess. I like the Hawks today. I do.
Yeah.
All right, last game of the day, the Clippers and the Timberwolves. Dude, it's just so hard to go through these slates, you know. The Timberwolves without D'Lo and Kat, Clippers without PG and Zoo. Timberwolves obviously off of the loss last night against LA. They were kind of in it in the third and then just, you know, got cold. The Clippers are coming off a big win at Brooklyn. They've been the most random team, this Clippers team, you know, like just going back to December 15th, they get absolutely – no, we'll go back to December 13th. They beat the Suns at home without PG. Then they go into Utah, get waxed. Then they go into Oklahoma City and lose. Then they get waxed at home by the Spurs. Then they go into Sac and win, lose at home to the Nuggets, get destroyed by the Nets at home, go into Boston and win, lose a very close game to the Raptors, and then they go beat – the Nets. So it's like, dude, I have no clue what version of this team we're getting. I think they're probably slightly better than the Timberwolves right now, but not by much. So to me, this line's pretty much fair. I think if I had to, maybe I go Clippers, but it's not anything pressing.
They're also missing Luke Kennard, Hartenstein, Brandon Boston as well. Like, just some smaller pieces, but still like have an impact. It's just Marcus Morris, too. Last game, he gets scratched right when the game starts. And he looks like he's fine today, but
yeah, I don't know.
It's really tough to bet a team where you got just so much shit happening that you can't predict. And I like that the Clippers are at home, but it's just brutal. Like, this is a team, too, where if they won this game by 20, like, all right. If they lost this game by 20, it'd be like, eh.
Yeah,
I get it. Like, it's just not really a game I want to bet. There's so much variance in this game that I just don't want to play it.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. It's a tough slate. I've had some things over the past couple days that I've liked, but honestly, I leave today's slate with just nothing that really speaks to me. Obviously, that could change throughout the day, but I think right now my favorite look is Pelicans +9.5 with the assumption that BI suits up. And then maybe Hawks -5.5 with the assumption that Gallo and Herder suit up. But I don't know. I'm going to have to comb through the card. I might have, you know, I might be a player prop day. I don't know. What about you, bro? Anything before we go that you that stands out to you?
No, I'm on the same games as you. I want to play Denver +3.5 just because I watched them against the Warriors and I was impressed.
-2.5 now.
It's 5.5?
Ooh.
Oh, 2.5? Oh, well, that's awful.
Yeah.
I'm still seeing 3.5 on DraftKings. They probably just haven't – the line's probably still down.
They're from Kristaps news.
Yeah. I mean, Kristaps is out on this one even, and they still have it at 3.5. So it just depends on what – if you can get it at 3.5, I doubt you can if you're seeing 2.5. But, I mean, it's just – it's such a weird time in the NBA. It's so frustrating to bet. Like, honestly, the books are probably even more frustrated than we are because there's nothing you can do with a computer that is going to give you good data when you got guys that are playing that haven't ever played in an NBA game before. Like, there's just – it's insane.
It's tough. Well, I appreciate you joining, bro. It's good to be back. We'll get after it tomorrow, but stay tuned on Twitter. If I have anything, I'll let you guys know. But it's tough. It's a tough day. I don't want to force anything. I'll be watching these games, so hopefully I have a better idea going tomorrow. But appreciate y'all staying with us. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.